So this will be a guided meditation. Just maybe going through the senses now, like the smell, touch, sound, hearing, sound, same thing, taste. Seeing which ones of those are easy to listen to right now, connect with. And it can be really freestyle. If you feel like just going a bit with one and then a bit tasting, a bit smelling, a bit hearing, a bit touch, we're not really doing looking right now. And how any of those senses with their impressions are falling in you, are landing in you. And if we can find some neutrality in there that can be part of our anchoring in this moment. So expressly looking for something coming through the senses that we feel neutrality about. There isn't an obvious pleasant or unpleasant happening there. And that we could surf this a little, stay with this neutrality bit, the sensation. And it could just be something as simple as just the lips touching very lightly. Or maybe the skin behind the ears. Something not intense at all. It's not pulling you anywhere in particular. I'm inviting you to feel the whole skin feeling again, because it's quite easy to connect with that. And just feeling out for what sense impressions are coming through your skin right now. Like, almost like what information is coming in. Even if it doesn't have a label or any conceptual sense, not looking necessarily for the concept, just for the feeling sense of what's coming in through your skin. We can spend some time just with this, just feeling the different sensations, different parts. So from the skin that's like open to the air, and the skin that's covered by our clothes and touching our clothes, or where there's more weight over the body sitting, just feeling all these different types of contacts. as a way of coming into presence, as a way of coming into the now. Just being here with that, with those sensations. From here, feeling into whether there's any obvious, like, colouring to your mind state, like particular mood, atmosphere, or particular emotion that can be felt now in this space. Or even maybe different emotions moving through. Not necessarily naming, just more feeling. Sometimes there can be images or like sounds or textures that come with receiving or becoming aware of a mind state, emotions, feeling senses. And just allowing whatever wants to come up in that respect to come up. Maybe if there's like a mood that's kind of like an atmosphere, and sometimes there's a thought that goes through that atmosphere, and just feeling the physical sensation when we feel a thought coming by, almost like the thought is a fish swimming in an aquarium of water. We're feeling into that water. What's it like to be that water? What's it like to have that little fish swimming through? Or does the little fish change the atmosphere or the mood that was there, the background? That feels a bit complicated, just seeing what it's like when a thought comes by, how it affects your body. If we recognize an emotion, does that have an effect on your body that you can feel palpable? Result of an emotion coming through? Or even a kind of lingering emotion that's been there sitting around somewhere. Backgroundish somehow. So it's not necessarily something that's moving through too quickly, still having an effect. Whether that emotion is having the effect of being like loosening feeling or a tightening, contracted feeling. Just letting that be how it is without putting any judgments of how it should be, whether that's a good emotion or not. Just recognizing the kind of ripples in the body. Ripples like when you throw a stone into the lake and it has circles spreading out. These circles, these effects on our body. Inside. And feeling again into our inner atmosphere. See how that is. Is it thick? Or muddy or light? Darker, denser. Dry or humid? How is it, that atmosphere? And is it different from a few minutes ago? If you feel right into the emotion or the mood, the atmosphere inside you, or even the thought, the thoughts traveling through, is there anywhere inside that that you would recognize as being, like, really yours, like being really you? Like inside that emotion, if you say your name, does it fit with that inside it? Like this questioning, searching feeling of how personal is this or how impersonal is it? And it could be a mix. It's an exploration. So whether you're in an easeful place inside yourself or at a more shaky place where there's some trembling, some unease, some discomfort, is there a sense of I-ness there that you could really identify, this is me in it? can really be something like that. We are kind of going from one thing to another, trying to find a touch, a connection. Sometimes it just, there's a passing over, it doesn't make any sense. And we can try with the inner atmosphere mood, or the emotion, or emotions coming through, or thoughts coming through. And each one we're kind of questioning with our feeling sense, which is different from our thinking mind. Where's the I-ness? Where's the flavor of I? How do I know? How do I know, in a sense, this is me? Looking for pointers, almost like proof of this. See if we can recognize if there is I-ness in the emotion, in the thought stream, in the mood, the overall atmosphere. Sometimes it requires like bringing up a subject that's a bit strong for you to get a connection with this. Feel into whether there's an I there, and feelings that come with that, or the thoughts that come with that. Noticing if there's too much trying, too much effort. Just sit back a bit and let it happen with less intensity of trying energy. And it could be something that we don't feel very strongly about. And there isn't a very strong sense of I in it. And something that we do feel more strongly about is maybe there's a sense there, easier to recognize this. and then we can explore it to find it. What's really there? What is it, this? What is it, this I-ness, this me-ness, this impression of being a me? Maybe just for these last few minutes of this meditation, just feeling into the vibrancy of just being alive. Like feeling for the buzz of energy in your body. Even very subtle, low-key, calm. But that's some aliveness that we know is happening. That underneath any atmospheres or moods or feelings, emotions could keep dropping through to just energy. We feel that. Just this basic energy of being alive.